It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. Today we're going to listen to music from the western part of the Ivory Coast, music of the Dan people, who number about 200,000 in the Ivory Coast and another 100,000 across the border in Liberia, where they are called Gio. Most of the area where the Dan live is divided between equatorial forest and mountainous places, where many peaks rise over 2,000 feet. The Dan, like all West African forest dwellers, are planters. Their chief nourishment is rice, which they grow on steep slopes. Meat is not eaten very much, as domestic animals like chickens, sheep, goats, and cattle are only slaughtered for special feasts. So hunting and fishing are pretty important if there is to be any meat eaten at all. In the early days, each headman of a Dan village had a number of musicians on his personal staff. Trained singers, drummers, and trumpeters formed groups that played at the chief's official appearances, accompanied him on journeys, and in general increased his prestige. A few descendants of the old chiefs still retain such groups today. It used to be that these musicians played only in honor of the chief, but now they take part in all kinds of festivities, and our first number today is performed by just such a group. It consists of 10 singers. One soloist alternates with a second, who breaks in with loud interruptions. The other 8, forming a chorus, keep repeating the same motif. A rattle made from a calabash and 2 chains of brass rings accompany the singing.
Yeah, yo, I want to
That was Music for a Chief by singers of the Dan tribe in the western part of the Ivory Coast. The word ta in the Dan language means not only dancing, but also singing and instrumental music. Practically everything that goes on provides an occasion for dancing. Apart from the great final ceremonies, that is, the burial and funeral rites, the most important events are the ceremonies that mark the transition from childhood to full adult status in the community. Here now are three drummers playing at a large coming-of-age festival in the north of the Dan country. Several boys are dancing to the rhythm of the drums. Two of the drummers come from right there in the village. The chief drummer is not of the Dan tribe, but has settled down among them and has built up quite a reputation. His instrument consists of a one-skin drum to which he has attached four smaller drums. This way he can play his rhythms at various levels of pitch. He begins alone here, to be joined after a few measures by the other two. The jingling sound you hear comes from a strip of tin perforated along the edges with metal rings fitted through the holes, and the whole contrivance attached to the big drum.
Thank you.
dance music for the Festival of Young Boys of the Dan Tribe in the western part of the Ivory Coast. From the region of Ma in Dan country, there's a traditional sword dance done by young girls for their coming-of-age festival. The girls enter the village meeting place, holding up swords as they dance, and they're accompanied by three drummers playing the hourglass pressure-type drums. The dance originally belonged to the Malinke tribe, and here the girls are singing in the Malinke language. The same musical motif, with slight variations, is repeated by two girl soloists and the choir. That was the sword dance by young girls of the Dan tribe. We've talked often about the Mbira, the uniquely African hand piano and demonstrated its music many times. The Dom people have the mbira too, known to them as the kwata. A row of metal tongues are attached to a board with a calabash resonator fitted underneath to amplify the sound of the plucking of these metal tabs. A strip of perforated tin is fastened to the board, and metal rings are passed through the holes, something on the same order as the drum we mentioned a while ago in connection with the boys' dance. When the notes of the mbira are struck, the rings will jingle, of course. Let's have a demonstration of this West African mbira music as played in the Ivory Coast. Next offering is a charming little tune from the region of Ma and the village of Bola. It's in the very early evening, just at twilight, and 20 or so small girls, ranging in age from about 5 to 8, have gathered to play and sing a while before they're called in for the night. They form a circle and sing songs they've learned from their elder sisters. You'll hear two quite talented little ladies singing solo parts, while the others make up the chorus. One soloist begins and is answered by the chorus. And then the second sings and is answered, and so on.
Yeah!
In the Ivory Coast, during the dry season, mask races are often held among the dents on market days. The best runners compete, some wearing masks and some not. The man wearing the mask pursues a young man who tries to escape by dodging between the huts. If the runner gets away, of course, he's the winner. But if the masked man catches him, then he is the winner. Several pairs compete one after the other, and the race is accompanied by music like this. Music for the Mask Race by musicians of the Dan tribe in the Ivory Coast. And now we just have time for a little music, especially for the harvest season. Two drummers give workers the steady rhythm that keeps the work moving, and the reapers encourage one another by singing. The reapers cut the grain in time to the rhythm, and when they have gathered a sheaf together, boys and girls come and take it away to add to the large stack already cut. The foreman of the reapers wears metal bells on his ankles, which jingle as he dances. And if you listen hard, you may hear the rustling sound made by the rice stalks as the harvesters work their way through the rows. I'm a little bit of 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 a Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now, until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.